Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at Kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to the FPL Tips video by Fantasy Football Scout ahead of Double Game Week and Blank Game Week 25. My name's Rich and I'm back this week after a week off last week due to being slightly under the weather. And it's also a little bit later in the week. That's because of a couple of technical difficulties. But the good news is I've got to see a little bit more about the week. So it does make these videos that little bit easier. What we're going to do in this video, we are going to touch, first of all, on the double game week that was announced for Double Game Week 29. But the point of these videos is to be concise and we want to talk about mainly the upcoming game week. So the first thing, I will touch on Double Game Week 29, but the rest of it's going to be about this game week, the one that's coming right now. So that's Double Game Week 25. We're also going to look at, because it's a double, which Liverpool assets we want to go for, have a look through the Fantasy Football Scout members area at different bits and bobs. Then we're going to look about which defences to target as well within 25, with a little bit of a look beyond that as well. So that's why I wanted to touch upon Double Game Week 29 as well, just see where the lay of the lie is. And then we'd look at captaincy, so the best captaincy for Double Game Week 25. Again, using data from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. If you enjoy these videos, remember to like and subscribe to the channel, and let's get straight into it. So as mentioned, we had literally a couple of days now, a couple of days ago, we had Double Game Week 29. That was announced. It looks like, according to the fixture experts, that is going to be the biggest double game week of the season. I know a lot of people may have seen this already, but it takes repetition to get these into our brains. So I'm just going to quickly run through those. So Brentford will have a double in 29. They've got Brighton away and Man United away. What's also key with Brighton is obviously they have that double in 27 as well. So that's going to be a very, very popular team. Along with Brighton as well. So Brighton have got Brentford at home and then Bournemouth away. So that's a really, really nice double. And they also double in 27. Leeds have got a good fixture and a bad fixture. So they're away at Arsenal. Then they're at home to Forest. I know Forest have been better recently, but that's mainly when Forest are at home. So that's an interesting double there for Leeds. Then Forest themselves have Wolves at home, Leeds away. Leicester. Now, that's a team we've not been able to touch for a while. They've got Palace away and Villa at home, which, again, it looks like a very good double. So maybe players like Iheanacho, maybe Maddison could come back into the fold. But obviously with, I mean, someone like Maddison, midfield spots are going to be very, very tight. With most people looking to have five midfielders, it's hard to bench any. It's hard to transfer any out. But Leicester could be back on the menu. Then we got Villa. They're away at Chelsea and away at Leicester. So two away games. But Villa, I think, are going to be a team that are key to the blanks and doubles, which we're getting to on the next slide anyway. Chelsea have got two home games, Villa at home and Liverpool at home. So Kepa owners are going to be very, very happy there and can probably continue to get crazy numbers of points. United, they have obviously a blank this week in 25, but then they have a double confirmed in 29. So that's Newcastle away and Brentford at home. West Ham, a team we've not talked about for a long, long time. Obviously, they've not been doing very well. The fixtures haven't been great. We haven't had doubles, but they've got a brilliant, brilliant like double game week there in 29. They've got two home games, Southampton and Newcastle as well. Newcastle themselves going to cause a bit of a headache for people, you know, because they're blanking this week. But then in 29, they've got Man United at home and then West Ham away. So what to do with Trippier, Botman, players like that, you know, it does get a bit more complicated. And that's probably where some chip strategy is going to come in. Then we've got Liverpool. So obviously they're double in 25. Then they've got a double in 29, but I mean, it's not a very pretty double. Both games are away from home and they're against Manchester City and Chelsea. So yeah, it's a double. So doubles are always fun, but it's probably the worst double on this list. And then Bournemouth, maybe Solanke could be back. They've got two home games, two pretty good home games. I mean, Fulham at home. I know Fulham have improved defensively, but it still looks good. And then Brighton at home as well. So they're the doubles. I also, like I said, I want to touch on these really quickly, but I did see something on Reddit. FPL Focal also shared it on Twitter as well, if you want to check this out. Obviously, for people listening, this is a very, very visual cue, so I'm not going to keep it on screen for long. But basically, it's a Venn diagram. So it's a brilliant way we can see, because we've got to navigate all these weeks. So there's a double in 25, there's a double in 29, there's a double in 27. But then there's also this blank in 28, where there's some teams are confirmed to definitely be playing in 28. Some we're going to have to wait till after the FA Cup. So I think key takeaways from this are, if you target Arsenal and Everton players this week, you're going to have them obviously for this double, but they're also going to play in that blank game week in 28. If you want to target players for 27, who then play the next week in 28, Crystal Palace, who there's not many assets really with the Zaha injury, but Crystal Palace would be key to that. Then you've got Newcastle, Forest, Chelsea, Villa and Bournemouth. They double in 29 and they're confirmed to play in the blank game week in 28. So just worth bearing all of this in mind before we get into the actual tips ahead of game week 25. So we're going to kick it off with a team. So they've not been popular over recent weeks and months, and that team is Liverpool. Now, what I've got on screen for those looking, or those watching rather, is all the Liverpool assets over the entire season. So all of this season gone, so 22-23 season, and they've sorted them by XG. And you've got things on there, like you can break it down with XGI and XA as well. And also, crucially, for players like Gakpo, the number of appearances they made as well. Now, unsurprisingly, with 22 appearances, Mo Salah is top of the list with an XG of 10.44. He's also got an XA of 3.5 as well. Nunes is, I mean, he's not far behind. He's played five games less. Obviously, part of the reason for that was he did have a suspension earlier in the season. He played, was it last night? I can't even remember. Last night, he played midweek for Liverpool in the Champions League. He scored a wonderful little backheel goal. His stats look incredible. He's 9.13 XG over 17 games. So five games less than Salah. His XG is only 1.3 less than Salah. So, I mean, that's why he's so popular. But I suppose something people are worried about is minutes. I mean, minutes at the moment, they look like they're going to hover around, you know, the 60 to 65 minute mark, especially with players like Jota and Firmino coming back. I think next on the list, it's Firmino. Obviously, he's just returned from injury. I don't think he's really going to be a very popular asset at all. I think minutes are a huge risk with him coming back from injury. Same for Jota, really. I think we're a little bit early for Jota, you know, a FPL legend, but he's now also a striker. He's not a midfielder. What's interesting is Gakpo. Gakpo has only had five appearances. His XG is 2.26. His XA, for someone who's meant to be so creative, is only 0.12 over those five games. We did have a screen on Scoutcast that showed the last four game weeks. So obviously a very small sample that Joe kindly put together for us. And it did show that Gakpo was kind of matching Salah. In my opinion, I don't think it's very controversial. I'd much, much rather have Salah than Gakpo. Where this gets interesting, though, so I think... So Trent is going to be very, very popular, of course. He's played, you know, 22 games. His XGI is 5.8. Most of that's obviously assists. 4.39 of that is XA. 1.41 of that over the 22 games is XG. I think due to minutes, because he doesn't really have anyone competing for that right-back spot, I think he's going to be someone that people go for ahead of Robertson. You know, it's only a 0.5 saving between the two. Trent is only just ahead of him on stats, so it's crucial to say that. Considering Robertson's played a couple of less games as well. So I think Trent and Salah are going to be absolutely locked in if you're going to have two. So I think the real debate is Nunes against Robertson. It looked like it was going to be an easy decision because Nunes was injured. He had that shoulder injury at the weekend. However, like I said, he played in the Champions League. So for me, it really is a coin flip, but I'm going to go for Nunes. Despite these fixtures looking, you know, much better defensively than offensively, And I mean, that's open to interpretation, of course. I'd much rather go for Nunez, because then long term, I feel like I'll be happier holding him, especially, you know, we talked about that double game week coming up in 29, for example. Yes, it's tough. I probably don't see clean sheets in that game. But Nunez, I mean, his XG, XGI, all of that, you know, it was tracking close to Haaland only a matter of weeks ago. I think the key thing here is I would go for three Liverpool players no matter what. I just feel like this is a double game week. It's a blank game week. So basically, you can remove a player. This sounds very obvious, but you can remove a player who's going to get nothing. Even if it's for a minus four, you're going to then get two games, potentially two games on top of that. So I feel like throwing hits around this week, it's the perfect time to do it, where you have this rare combo of a double game week mixed with a blank game week.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I wanted to talk about the defenders and which defenders we might be looking to get this week. Now, obviously, we've talked about Trent and Robertson. By the way, Van Dijk, I'm not that keen on. He's just come back from injury and he's literally only a few hundred thousand less than going for Robertson, for example. So for me, I wouldn't go for him. I wouldn't go for Gomez or Matip either. I think if you're going to go for the Liverpool defenders, you're going to go for either Trent or Robertson or potentially both. But I think what's interesting here is obviously we've got Everton and Wolves. Have this double game week. The fixtures aren't brilliant, but I mean, they're not bad either. Everton have got Villa at home and then Arsenal away. So one pretty good game, one pretty awful game. Then Wolves have got Fulham away and Liverpool away. So on the right of the screen for those watching, I've got the fixture ticker. It sorts them in order of who's got the best fixtures. This is sorted by defensive data. So Liverpool have got technically the best defensive fixtures, followed by Arsenal, then Everton. Wolves have got the worst one. What I want to talk about, because I think Arsenal, we're pretty well, most teams are set up on, because we've already had that double. You know, people were doing moves like White to Gabriel, they were doing Martinelli to Odegaard, etc. I think there's things we need to concentrate on more now. So I'm going to talk about Everton and Wolves mainly here. And I think this Venn diagram I talked about earlier shows that, you know, Everton are pretty perfect because they double in 25 and then you're also getting a blank game week player in as well. Whereas Wolves, all they've really got going for them is the double in game week 25. So I think I'm going to go on to the next screen, but I think I much prefer Everton defenders to Wolves defenders if you're trying to get one in this week. You might be looking for like a Botman replacement and Azpilicueta replacement. Maybe that one's just me, but obviously he got a kick to head. He's in the concussion protocol and he won't be able to play this weekend. So I've got a list here, again, from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Defenders, I filtered it down a bit from the teams who double. Now, Gabriel, he's at the top. We've talked about Gabriel in pretty much most videos now. You've either got him or you don't. I wouldn't do White to Gabriel this week either. I think there's much more important transfers to do. Tarkowski, he's been such a popular transfer in. Obviously, back-to-back clean sheets. He scored a goal against Arsenal to wipe out Gabriel's clean sheet. His data looks really, really good. XG-wise, 1.76. So Gabriel is on top, 3.25. The next best is Tarkowski, who's actually ahead of Trent for the season. He's played one more game. But yeah, that's pretty impressive. So I think Tarkowski, that's why people are going for him, for those two reasons. He's going to play in the blank game week in 28. I mean, it's not the best fixture, but it's a player. And his XG data looks good. You can see that there. I've also highlighted Robertson and Trent. We talked about them already. There's Cody and Kilman. So they're down there. Again, Kilman, if you're going to go for a Wolves defender, he's much more nailed than Aitnori, who's got very, very good stats just below Trent. I think you want to go for minutes. People seem to be suggesting that Kilman is the most nailed one. and then Cody, 0.84. It's also worth mentioning Coleman. However, he's more expensive than Tarkowski. We found that today Patterson's out injured, but I'd still go for Tarkowski unless you're really, like, I don't know, maybe you're in a mini league and your rival's already got Tarkowski. You need to gamble a little bit. Maybe that's kind of like a safe yet boring gamble just to go for Seamus Coleman over Tarkowski. But I think with all these blanks and doubles, there's going to be way more exciting ways of doing it. So to conclude this, I think going for Everton over Wolves on most chip strategies makes the most sense. And now the final thing, we get to talk about captaincy in a week where I don't think many people are even looking at Haaland. Most people who are just trying to play safe, trying to go for the best players, are looking at basically Salah or Saka for captaincy. Now, I think both are brilliant, brilliant assets. And we've had a few doubles where it's been quite tricky to find a good captaincy option. You know, when teams like Chelsea are playing, it's much less obvious. But what we have here is on the screen, you can see Arsenal have the slightly better attacking fixtures, but they're all blue. So they've got Leicester away, then Everton at home. We've got Liverpool, have got Crystal Palace away and Wolves at home. We've got two heavy hitting candidates here, Salah and Saka. We know for sure that both are absolutely nailed and on penalties. I mean, I saw this tweet the other day saying how Saka had played, like, I think it was 62 league games in a row, which is by far and away the most, you know, Premier League appearances in a row for any Arsenal players. You know, he was well ahead of the rest. So Saka is nailed. Salah, as we know, is nailed. You know, I'd say, you know, 96, 97% nailed. And their stats, they align very, very closely. Now, Salah's played 22 games. Saka has played 23. Salah is just ahead. So XGI-wise, 13.94 for Salah, 11.59 for Saka. Now, it's worth saying that Saka's had a couple of penalties and Salah hasn't had, quite famously now, he hasn't had a penalty across the entire season. So I do think it's quite close. But I do think when you factor in, you know, the fact that Salah's not had penalties, I really do think that Salah is clear. However, I love both of these assets. What I've also put on here is the Rate My Team tool from the members area. It's got Salah as the best captain for this week with a projected points of 11.46. Saka just behind him on 10.40. And I can promise you they are absolutely miles ahead of, you know, all of the rest. Maybe if, you know, Liverpool were looking better defensively, because that's something we've not talked about yet. They still put up, you know, Newcastle, they had 10 men and still put up an XG of about 2. And Liverpool did get destroyed by Real Madrid, but I think Real Madrid's XG was about 2 as well. And obviously Real Madrid are a very good team. But I think my point is, if Liverpool were better defensively, maybe then people would be looking at, you know, differential captains like Trent or even Robertson. But I just don't think it's necessary in a week like this. I think Salah and Saka are so far clear. For me, I'm going to go for Salah. He's going to be low owned. I think he's the best captain and I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm actually a bit gutted they have to face off this week. You know, if we had like Salah as an obvious captain this week and Saka had his double next week, that would be a lot more fun. Although, you know, there could be some very, very big swings here this week. So thanks for joining me. I've tried to keep it as short as possible because I know this is being released on a Friday. Please don't forget the deadline this week is Friday as well. So the deadline is literally in a matter of hours after this video comes out. So get your team set. Honestly, I'm really not going to be hit-averse this week. Normally, I'm trying not to do hits, but I think this is a week where you can set your team up, you know, for the long run. I'm going to be attacking those fixtures. I'm going to be attacking the double game week players. Anyway, please remember to like and subscribe. Good luck for the game week, and I'll see you all next week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.